Genesis 1, we're going to read Genesis 1. I love the KJV. That's the King James, the old one. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now the glasses. Now when you do that, you can see it too far. All right. We're going to read. Okay. Say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and what? Void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. Everybody say move. Oh, say like you mean it. Push it with your strength. So move. Hallelujah. Upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. That is separation. Amen. Everybody, let's pray right now. Begin to pray that God will speak to you. You came here to hear from the Lord and not from me. You came for God to speak to you this morning. You left your busy schedule. Say, Lord, I'm going to church to hear from you, oh God. Oh my God, speak to us this morning. Oh God, touch my filthy lips. Lord, there's nothing good in me, but have mercy. Sanctify me, oh God, and use me for your glory. Oh God, use me as an oracle, Lord, to speak to your people. Oh, sanctify me, wash me with your blood, oh God, from the crown of my head down to the soles of my feet, and prepare our hearts, oh God, to hear your word, that your word will fall on fertile ground, oh God, and will grow and bring forth much fruit. We thank you, oh God, as we hear your words. Increase our faith, oh God. The devil is a liar, oh God. We bind and casting out, oh Lord, and redeem, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. And we claim the victory right now. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise while you are having your seat in the presence of the Lord. You can be seated. For God be the glory. Hallelujah. We want to speak to us on the theme today. The Holy Ghost is stay on the move. The Holy Ghost is stay on the move. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is stay on the move. Brother Shield, the Holy Ghost is stay on the move. I want for this to sink in your heart. Brother Carol, the Holy Ghost is stay on the move. Hallelujah. If you believe it, give the Lord a hand. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. You may call it the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. Or the Comforter. No matter how you call him, he's just the same man, the Holy Ghost. And who is the Holy Ghost? Is there two persons in the Godhead? No. Is there three persons in the Godhead? No. Is there anything they call Father, Son, the Holy Ghost in the Bible? Yes. Does it mean three persons? No. Hallelujah. If you want to go into detail, come for Sunday school or come for Bible studies. Amen. The Bible declared in St. John chapter 4 and 24. It says that God is a spirit. He is the Holy Ghost. He is the Spirit of the Lord. He is the Comforter. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It means you cannot worship God in the flesh. You must be a Holy Ghost filled person to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. But a matter of fact, when you are Holy Ghost filled, you worship God on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, on Monday. Oh, I told you to somebody, there is no vacation to worship. The Holy Ghost. Stay on the move. Now, We got a period of time that God dealt with men. And it's called dispensation. Amen. There are seven dispensations. I mean, the period of time that God arranged to deal with mankind. Hallelujah. The first one is the dispensation of innocence. This dispensation covered the period of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And you find this in Genesis 1:28-30 and Genesis 2:15-17. If you have your pen and paper, write it down. Amen. We're not able to read everything. I told him, hey, man, we're not going to read this stuff. He's going to go get some people a sermon. Amen. Number two, we have the dispensation of conscience. This demonstrates what mankind would do if left to his own will. Hallelujah. And conscience. Genesis 3:8. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. In this dispensation, when God leaves men alone, according to his own will and conscience, men went the opposite. Hallelujah. Then we have the dispensation of human government, which became in Genesis chapter 8. God had destroyed life on earth with a flaw, saving just one family to restart the human race. In this dispensation, men deny God. Wickedness on the face of the earth increased. But Noah found favor with God. I always say to people, majority is not always right. 10 against 2, the 2 will be right. Hallelujah. That is Caleb and Joshua. Hallelujah, somebody. So they went down because they rejected God, and Noah and his family were saved, and from them came the whole world. Hallelujah. Then we have the dispensation of promise. The dispensation of promise started with the call of Abraham. This continued through the life of the patriarchs and ended with the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt. The promise base was from Abraham, who come a great nation that God who blessed with natural and spiritual property. Can you say amen, somebody? That is Genesis 12:1. And Exodus 19:25. And then God brought us to the dispensation, the period of time of Lord. It's lasted almost 1,500 years from the Exodus until it was suspended after Jesus Christ's death on the cross, buried and resurrected. Amen. Exodus 19:23. But before I go to the 6, let me go to the 7. Okay, let me jump over the 6 and come back to 8. The 7 dispensation will be the millennial kingdom of Christ, which Jesus Christ will come and rule for 1,000 years on earth. And the son read the eyes and say, when the saints go marching in, will you be there? Amen. Hallelujah. But the 6th dispensation in which we find ourselves today is the dispensation of grace. And this dispensation is also called the age of the church or the grace. Hallelujah. This age of grace or church age is started with the coming of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. And it will end with the rapture of the church. If you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Hallelujah, somebody. This period of time that you and myself, we find ourselves in, is called the dispensation of grace.
or the church age. And it started on the day of Pentecost. And will end when the trumpet sound. When the dead in Christ will rise first. And those of us that are still alive and remain will be caught up together in the air. That will end the dispensation of grace. Are you with me, somebody? Oh, glory be to God. That will end this dispensation. But I come to let you know this morning, we cannot do anything of value, worth, anything that is worthy of being referred to, anything that of its substance, anything that will last, and anything that will bring glory to God with all the Holy Ghost. That means that with all the Holy Ghost, there is nothing worthy of praise. We need the Holy Ghost. With all the move of the Holy Ghost in our life, our worship, our praise is meaningless. Are you with me, somebody? Glory be to God. For my Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And the earth were all form and void. And darkness were all the face of the deep. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. I come to tell you today that with all the Holy Ghost, you are in darkness. Oh, helping to preach somebody with all the Holy Ghost. Your life is not form. With all the Holy Ghost, your life is void, it's empty. Hallelujah. You need the Holy Ghost and let the light come in. You need the Holy Ghost to be filled. You need the Holy Ghost to be in place. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, in the time of my life was empty. Sister Cretin, I did anything I could do and thought it was the best thing. Hallelujah. I never knew my direction because I was in darkness. Hallelujah. My life was dry and empty. But one day, the Holy Ghost moved. As on the day of creation, He moved in my life. He put my life back together. My life was not formed in time past, but now my life is formed. I got my senses back. Hallelujah, somebody. My life was empty. Now I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He separated darkness from the light and the light from the darkness in my life. Now I can say I'm walking in the light. I'm singing in the light. I'm worshiping in the light. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost move in your life, you got to be in the light. And the light is the life of you and I. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is still on the move. Hallelujah, somebody. I don't know about you, but I believe, oh, you have experienced the Holy Ghost before. And it's in the move. It's moving on in your life. Hallelujah. So life of all the Holy Ghost is not form. It is verb. That's not covered us. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 4:4. This is where the darkness come from. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 4:4. Is it whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest they see the light to the glory gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. Hallelujah, somebody, to shun into them, the devil, the enemies. Oh, you call him Satan or Lucifer. He is the God of this world. Hallelujah. He got a habit of blinding the unbeliever that they would not see the light of the glorious gospel. Hallelujah. If you walk in darkness, everything look beautiful to you. If you walk in darkness, everything is okay to you. Hallelujah. But when the light is switched on, you can see your direction. You can see your path. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I come against every power of darkness in this place in the name of Jesus. I command every eyes to be open in the name of Jesus, that we will see the glorious light of the gospel. Somebody clap your hands in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. The devil cannot blind your eyes anymore. In the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is on move. Hallelujah. It's moving again. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is moving again. It's still moving. It's still moving. It's still moving. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, we want to read this one. The Bible says, hallelujah, in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, and when the day of Pentecost were fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and me God was still moving. Hallelujah, the God is still on the move, a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them a cleaving tongue like as of fire, and it sat upon each and every one of them. Hallelujah. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit of God gave them utterance. When the Spirit of God moves, you cannot keep it quiet. When the Spirit of God moves, your body gotta move. I'm talking to somebody. When the Spirit of God moves, you gotta speak in tongues. This is the evidence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And everybody was filled with the Holy Ghost in their house. And the Spirit of God is still moving today. You can receive the Holy Ghost. You can receive it again and again. I'm talking to somebody. The Spirit of God is still on the move. Hallelujah. It's moving just like a day of Pentecost. It's moving. Yeah. It's moving there. It's moving all over the world. The Holy Ghost, the same spirit that is in the black man, it's in the white man. The same spirit that is in the Jewish, it's in the Gentiles. I'm talking to you. There is no Greek. Hallelujah. There is no Gentile. Because of the Holy Ghost, we are all brother and sister in the Lord. Glory be to God. Brother Johnson, you are my brother. Our Father is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because of the Holy Ghost. I got a testimony. I went to Michigan to visit my uncle. And I told him, uncle, I want to go to church. And he showed me the Pentecostal church. I went to that church. Brother, I went to that church. And after the service, I went and shook the bishop's hand. How you do? And he held my hand and said, I know you. He said, I know you. I recognize you. And I said, Bishop, you don't know me. But it's the Holy Ghost that is in me, trying to connect us. Yes, spiritually you know me, but physically you don't know me. You don't know my name. I'm Pastor Johnson. It's the Holy Ghost that was connecting us. So he said, I know you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Holy Ghost is a witness. Hallelujah. Oh my God. The Holy Ghost is good. I feel it all over me. From the crown of my head down to the soles of my feet. All in my hands, in my bones. The Holy Ghost is like a fire burning all inside of me. Instead of the move. Now when you quench the Holy Ghost. Now when you doubt it. Because the Holy Ghost is stay on the move from the dead of creation. He kept on moving. And he's still moving today. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. In Acts chapter 10:44, it says, while Peter yes, spoke this word. The Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Hallelujah. When Peter was preaching in the house of Cornelius, the Bible said the Holy Ghost moved again. Hallelujah. And filled the house. And everyone was filled with the Holy Ghost. I believe that Peter was rebaptized with the Holy Ghost. One thing about the Holy Ghost, you can receive it again and again and again. And you can speak in tongues again and again and again. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. As they spoke, the Bible says that the Spirit of God moved and fell on them in the house of Cornelius. Hallelujah. In Acts 2 verse 17, it said, in the last day, I will pour out all of my spirit upon all flesh. I'm to let you know today that we are in the last day and God is not tired of baptizing people with the Holy Ghost. He's still on the move. Hallelujah. God is still moving. Hallelujah. That like a day of Pentecost. He's still moving. Hallelujah. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It is good for you and I. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has stayed on the move. Oh, somebody clap your hands and believe it right now that the Holy Ghost is stay on the move. Glory be to God. You can receive the Holy Ghost in the church today. You can receive the Holy Ghost by your bedside, in your bedroom. You can receive the Holy Ghost even in your car. I hope you are not driving. Hallelujah. But you can receive the Holy Ghost anywhere. If you put your mind on Jesus and forget about all that is around you and get connected with the Lord, something going to happen to you that never happened before. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. I'm talking to somebody. The Holy Ghost is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. When the saints begin to pray, let the Lord have his will and send down the Holy Ghost. It's coming down. It's coming down. Hallelujah. It's coming in your direction. He's coming in my direction. That what I told you from the beginning, when I point my finger, I got three coming. God is watching. But you, it's for you. Hallelujah. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. Oh, hallelujah. King Saul received the Holy Ghost before he became king of Israel. David received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Daniel received the Holy Ghost because the Babylonians said, in this man is an excellent spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody. Joseph had the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You cannot resist evil if you don't have the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to somebody. And you can name it, name it, and name it. Hallelujah. But one good thing that I know, on one faithful day, I received the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, as the Spirit of God gave me utterance. Hallelujah. That was the initial evidence of those that received the Holy Ghost. You will speak in tongues, as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. And let a lot of evidences that follow. You will walk right. You will live right. You will talk right. You will eat right. Hallelujah. I mean, eat right. You know what you're going to put in your body. Hallelujah. Oh, sister, we preach on Sunday that this guy, the prodigal son, wanted to eat the pig food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody, you may not like what I'm going to say. He did not eat it. Hallelujah. The Bible said he came to himself. It was good to eat. I love corn. I love the roasted corn and put some butter on it. Oh, boil the corn and put some salt. Oh, don't try me. I love it. Hallelujah. But if it's against the word of God, I got to stop it. Hallelujah. I'm not saying it's wrong to eat corn, but I'm saying anything that the Bible says that it's not good, it's not good. No matter what the doctor say, the Bible say it's not good. And God have the final say. The doctor may say that marijuana is good for your health. I want to let you know that marijuana is not good. So say the Bible, marijuana is pig food. No amen. No amen, Brother Lord. Marijuana, they say, it make you wise. It kick cancer. It make you happy. It drop your weight. I say it's a big food. They lie to you. Because when you smoke the marijuana, you lose your head. You lose your senses. I'm talking to somebody. Oh, no amen. No amen. I got a Holy Ghost, but I want to take a drink. Oh no, it's a big fool. Oh, you know, it's so cold. And we got to drink some hot liquor to keep warm. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. In Africa, we say the liquor, all the hot gin, whatsoever, alcohol, it's the devil urine. Hallelujah. When you drink it, you cannot walk straight. Amen. You can be in a far distance. And we know that you are intoxicated. Because, hallelujah. You cannot walk good. Hallelujah. And the wrong thing to see. Oh, hallelujah, when a female get drunk. When a female get drunk, brother, every man look handsome to her. Every man a female see when she get drunk, that man is handsome. It can be a crazy man in the street, he's handsome. Hallelujah. And then, a lot of stuff can happen. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you today, that we don't need anything else aside the word of God. For man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Daniel have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, the church of old have the Holy Ghost experience. The move of the Holy Ghost can move in your life today. Hallelujah. You can have the experience today. Hallelujah, somebody. I am about to close. I said I'm not going to preach too long. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I want for you to have faith in God today. If you ask me for bread, I will not give you rock. I will give you bread. If you ask for meat, oh, I will not give you a serpent. I will give you meat. And I'm a wicked man. How much more your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, when you ask him for the Holy Ghost, he will give it to you. Hallelujah. You see, church, not how long you've been in church, not how long you've been serving God, it's how well you are living your life for the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. You need the Holy Ghost. Nicodemus, he was a man of God, but he had not the Holy Ghost. He heard the word of God. It was so powerful. It pricked his heart. Hallelujah. He came to Jesus by night. Hallelujah. Somebody. Some of us need to come to Jesus by night because your friends, your family members are watching you and you are so shy not to come in the day. You ready to come to church. You got to take the back door. Hallelujah. But it's time to be bold and come to Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. It said he came to Jesus by night. And I said, Rabbi, I know you're a teacher from above. And Jesus knew he taught. Jesus began to tell him, before you enter the sea, the kingdom of God, you must be born again. And because he was a kind of modern man, he said, should I go into my mother wombs and be born a second time? Jesus said, no. Except you are born by the water and by the spirit, you cannot see nor enter the kingdom of God. You know what I'm talking about. Before you enter your house, you got to see the door and go through. Hallelujah. If you are not baptized in Jesus' name, if you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you cannot see and enter the kingdom of God. Oh, give the Lord a hand of praise. Worship the Lord with a clap offering. Worship the Lord with a clap offering. Hallelujah. I want to be born out in the move of the God. Oh, of the Holy Ghost in my life. Hallelujah. As I told you that God is a spirit. And they that worship him are worshiping in spirit and in truth. I'm going to close on this verse today. I'm going to close in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 to 18. Hallelujah. While we are getting there, God is leading me right now that you will begin to worship the Lord. Say, lift up your hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. While you are worshiping the Lord, I want for you to stand right now. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is still on the move. He is moving. Hallelujah. He is moving just like a magnet. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is moving. Hallelujah. He wants to move in your life. Oh, in 2 Corinthians 6:16-18. And what gender and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? You may not have a God in your corner, but your money, your job, your time that you use is so basic for God. You're too basic for God. That should be your idol, your children. Oh, you're too busy with your kids. You're too busy for yourself. Oh, I want to be the Mary and the Magdalene. Hallelujah. I need a good part. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the Bible is asking another question. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? Why ye are the temple of the living God? As God has said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them, I will be their God, and they will be my people. Oh, glory be to God. God wants to live in you. Your body is the temple of the living God. No demon can live in here when the Holy Ghost is in there. No devil can live in here when the Holy Ghost is in there. They are not occupied by one person who is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Oh, shadow Mary, and Mary fell in her stomach. I'm talking to somebody. You can feed the Holy Ghost inside of you today. The move of the Holy Ghost. He want to walk in you. He want to live in you. Hallelujah. He want to take a residence in your heart today. The Holy Ghost looking for a place to stay. The Holy Ghost is homeless right now. Do you have a home? Do you have the home? Do you have a home to work on the Spirit of God into your home, into your life, into your heart, with all the Holy Ghost? You are in darkness. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost, because we are the people of God. We want to be the people of God. Hallelujah. I want for you to come walk into the altar. Even when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you can get filled again. God want to revive your soul. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Oh, let us move like a day of Pentecost in your life. The Holy Ghost is staying in him on the move. He can move in your home. He can move at your job site. He is moving in your life. Hey, my God. If I don't have anything, I need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You can have the whole world. You can have everything. But give me the Holy Ghost. I need Jesus, who is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is still on the move. From the day of creation, the Holy Ghost is making every crooked path straight. The Holy Ghost is moving today. He can change your life around. He can move. Hallelujah. Your life in the right for direction. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody come. We are about to pray. 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 You need the Holy Ghost to be right in your mind. You need the Holy Ghost to have a new direction. You need the Holy Ghost to have a connection with God, to walk with God, to talk with God. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Ghost is here. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross. Oh, one day he bled and died for you and I. He was buried, and on the third day he rose again, and he went on the Mount of Olives. He said, I must go to send the Comforter. Hallelujah. Oh, he has sent already. It is on the move. Oh, hallelujah. From the day of Pentecost, he want to revive your soul. He want to forgive you and deliver you. Pray a little more. Pray a little more. Pray a little more. Somebody, God is calling you to come to the altar. He want to touch you just one more time. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Quench the thirsting of my soul. Hallelujah. 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 Fill my cups. Fill my cups. Fill my cups. Fill my my cup. Hallelujah. I need the Holy Ghost. One time is not enough. One time is not enough. Lord, baptize me again with the Holy Ghost. I want to be like Peter. I want to be, oh God, Moses. I want to be like Paul. I want to be like you, Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Ghost again. 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 I want to speak in tongue again. I want to speak in tongue for the first time. I want to experience the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, pray a little more. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive it again. Receive it again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it again. Receive the Holy Ghost again. Receive the Holy Ghost again. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I need it again. In the name of Jesus. Oh, receive it. Receive it. Receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive it again. In the name of Jesus. God, I know you spread it oppression. Receive it again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it again. Hallelujah. Receive it again. Receive it again. Receive it again. Receive it again. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Amen. To baptize you. To move in your life again. Oh, glory. Glory. Move in my life. Move again. Let the Holy Ghost move. Open up. God is merciful. God is able. God is going to deliver you. God is going to set you free. God is able to deliver you. You forgive and forget. He will restore you. In the name of Jesus. You are able, God. Touch this prayer right now. Let me deliver him, O God. Ebo Haya Baba. In the name of Jesus. Yes, my God. Yes, my God. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Oh, pray. Pray. Talk to Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost move in your life. Yes, come in your direction. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Receive your devil. Receive your Joseph. Receive it. Everywhere in your house. Where you are now, let it go. Receive the Holy Ghost. 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 Hallelujah.
I kneel before your throne. In brokenness I see your face alone. Above you there's no other who's able to restore my soul. Thank you.
listen to this. The Bible says, with all his spirit, we are none of his. And the Holy Ghost is free. There's no price attached to it. All you got to do is believe that God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. Because all things are possible to them that believe. But I believe that God touched somebody today. I believe that God has revived somebody today. I believe that God has also revealed to you how far you are from the will of God. The Spirit of God is going to speak to you. He's speaking to you. He's going to speak to you this week. He's going to speak to you when we leave from here. He's going to speak to you. He's going to keep knocking at the door of your heart. I want to come in. I want to come in. I want to control your life. You try to control your life on your own. You keep failing. You keep damaging yourself. You are heading for destruction. But let me take hold of your life. Let me take hold of your life. Let me control your life. Allow me to come in. There is peace. There is joy. There is life. Everlasting life. In the Holy Ghost. Oh, somebody. Oh, God is able. God is able. God is able. I need some people to pray for our brother. God is able. God is touching his heart right now. God is merciful. God can do it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is able to forgive. Everybody pray for him. I know you want to pray for yourself, but pray for this brother right now. He can walk in and God called him. God drew him. Hallelujah. No man can come to him and say he's drawn by the Spirit of God. Have mercy, Lord, upon our brother. He knows his name. He knows the down sitting and the uprising, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, and deliver him from the power of darkness, oh God. Let the light, oh God, shine upon him. And let the Holy Ghost take control, oh God. Break every chain, oh God, and the devil have bound him with. And set him free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are loose. 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 You are freed in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost take control. Let the Holy Ghost take control. Let the Holy Ghost take control. In the name of Jesus. Baba Shataya. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. 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 Oh, consider. I command you to take your hands off him. I command you to let him go. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, you are able, God. We thank you for the victory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise for our brother. He said, come as you are. Come as you are. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. God bless you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're touching, oh God. Save your brother, oh God. Save your Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise for that. Amen. We tell God, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.